Cool. What's up, Seekers? Happy Monday. Hope you had a gloriously wonderful weekend. For us, it's cold, but we had a concert yesterday, so pretty excited about that. It was a wonderful time. Very happy we got to experience that together. Today, though, we're going to continue with the Daily Conscious Thoughts with me, Aaron, your humble messenger of random shit to think about. I'm just a dude. I'm nothing special. But let's hang out and chit-chat for a little bit. Because this is another one of those things where, you know, I may or may not be the best person to provide some guidance on this or some input on this, but we all get downloads. We all get some information that comes to us that may or may not be relevant to us. And when I have something come to me that seems important, I write it down. So this is actually in connection to what we talked about on Friday about, you know, being with your partner and all that, you know, and then the attachment things, right? And this is just a random thought about perhaps, are you worried about finding a partner for life? I was for a while, especially when I was younger. I was very much set on one woman my whole life. Like I said, I was raised an abusive Christian. So, like, it was, you know, don't have sex before marriage, don't do this, don't do that. Marry this one woman, divorce isn't right or whatever. And I still don't feel like divorce is necessarily right, but that's just my thing. As for like the cosmic ideologies and theologies on marriage and divorce, Ross speaks on marriage a bit. To my recollection right now, doesn't speak on divorce as much, but forcing anyone to do anything is negative polarity. Even more so, it just kind of yanks polarity out of you, because even negative polarity, they do all of their things and take a manipulative control with free will. So it's not really negative polarity by forcing someone to do something. So In reference to someone possibly being worried about finding this partner for life, the very first thing I have written down is don't be worried about it. Don't be. Easier said than done. I get it. Like I said, I was there. This is the whole, you know, it's reference to attachment things and a lot of, you know, chasing and being worried about this, that, and the other. A lot of these kind of relationship things that we speak about in these terms is a lot of self-empowerment. So don't be so worried about someone else. Be more worried about yourself, and then the other person will come. You don't need anyone else to complete you. We talked about this on Friday. You complete you. You complete you. That's all you need to worry about. Because everything you're seeking and everything you need is already within you. So obviously you complete yourself because you already have everything you need within you. You know, we can seek for additions outwardly, but it's not about feeling incomplete without somebody else. If you feel incomplete because you lost another person or a relationship or something like that, then you're actually not realizing the completeness within yourself. It's already there. And this is a very simple law of attraction kind of thing, is become what you desire. Live like the person you want in your life, because then you won't be seeking it outwardly. You will have it inwardly. If you're seeking a successful business owner, do it yourself. If you're seeking this fun-loving, happy, you know, outgoing, outwardly expressive person, well, you got to become it. It is not right. It is not fair for us to expect someone else to fill the voids we have within ourselves. So fill it yourself, because you have everything you need. The universe provides everything for everybody. The universe gives you exactly what you're feeding your energy into. So if you're feeding your energy into these senses of lack, which aren't, you know, true, because there isn't a lack, we are full of abundance, then that's what you're going to receive. You're going to get those sensations. You're going to get those feelings. You're going to get those senses of lack, because that's what you're feeding energy into. When what we need to do is energize positive thoughts and positive things and grow. And here's the great thing about all of this in my perspective. When you do all of these things, right? When you don't be worried about finding someone, when you're more worried about furthering your own personal development, when you realize you don't need anyone else to complete you because everything you're seeking, everything you need is already within you. And when you have that realization, you can then become exactly what you desire. When you do all that, you will then get to choose who you move forward with, because there's massive, massive attraction to self-empowerment. Massive attraction to self-empowerment. And I've experienced that myself, where the more I work on myself and the more empowered I become in who I am and who I'm becoming, the more open I am to be with other people, and the more random people start coming and being open with me. Super strange. Never really experienced anything like it in my life. I was very reclusive. I was very much, and still very much am, an introvert. And, you know, I was the fat, nerdy gamer kid in school. So, like, I was playing video games all the time. I was on the bowling team. Thankfully, I was. It was a hobby of mine that I started when I was 3 and did it all the way into my 20s, and would still like to go back and do it now, honestly, now that I think about it. But because of that hobby, I graciously got to meet my wife. So that being said, having other people just come to me is very strange for me, but I'm becoming more empowered in the fact that I might have some input to help these people. I might be able to help anyone, anytime, anywhere, through whatever struggles they're going through. Hence, doing these videos where you and I can chat. So if you like the conversation that I try to cultivate here, then, you know, thumbs up, comment, subscribe, do all that stuff. I would love to continue this conversation. Hit up on the other socials. We can interact more. You can even email me directly through my business email. That's cool. And this all boils down to really one major thing to keep in mind. Because in doing all of these other things we talked about today, and honestly Friday, they all very much coincide. This is ironically on the same note card front and back here. Be the best you. You get to be the best you when you're doing these things, when you're not worried about who you're going to spend your life with, when you realize that you have everything you're seeking and everything you need within you. You complete you. When you remember that realization of everything is within you, that you can use that power to become exactly what you desire. You can use visualizations, you can use meditations, you can use any other like law of attraction kind of things to help breed this within you. Visualization is a big one, but really the big thing now is to realize that law of attraction and thoughts and ideas and visualization, they're all good. They're a great way to start. But for things to happen, we have to take action on those. We have to take action. That's what I've been doing with this, with these videos. And I will continue to do everything in my power to provide for daily uploads. I will continue to do everything I can for that. It might get spaced out. It might not. I'm not worried about that right now. Right now, I'm doing good. I am pursuing the, you know, the not really pursuing. I'm becoming and embodying that person that I want to be. That successful business owner, the successful educator that kind of helps people through things. And I have a series coming out for carpentry stuff. I will have series coming out for automotive stuff. Things that maybe not everybody needs to know. I mean, definitely not everybody needs to know everything. But if you're interested in it, like, I would love to help you. If you have any questions about anything, I'm a bit of a handyman. And I will post that stuff. Like, I want to help people be able to be less reliant upon not only others, but especially our government now, because they don't give a damn about us. Let's be real. Let's be real. If you open your eyes, those with eyes to see and ears to hear will know what I'm saying and will understand the words that are being shared. Be the best you. Be the best you that you possibly can in every moment. It's hard. I get it. I'm there. I still struggle with this. But sharing this with you helps me remind myself about all of this. Sharing these with you can breed conversation that can help anybody through any of these struggles that we've been chatting about. That's why I'm doing this. I want to help as many as I can, but if I only help one, it's worth it. Are you worried about finding this sacred, you know, partner for life? If you have experience with it, please slap it down in the comments. Hit the thumbs up if you like our conversation here. Tap the subscribe button if you want to keep the conversation rolling, because I sure do. Don't be worried about finding this, the one, you know what I mean? Use the power within you and grow that power within you, because everything you need is already here. Everything you need is already here. You don't need anybody else to complete you. You complete you. Become the energies that person you're seeking is. Because then you don't need to chase it anymore, and it's not going to keep running from you. Be the best you. Enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. I love you. Be the best you.